You're listening to the best of the New Day. Feel the power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time, which is entitled The New Day. Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
And I am Big E. That's it. Just not Biggie. Not like the rapper. Or do you ever remember Biggie Size?
I mean, oh, it's still a thing.
Yeah, Biggie drink and Biggie fries. Remember the commercial?
I don't remember the commercial.
Okay, so you don't want to act like you don't remember the commercial.
Is that older?
I mean,
it's the same era.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's the same age. You ate the Biggie fries, then saw the commercial. Don't act like you didn't see the commercial, bro.
No. I just looked this up. This is from 1982. Kofa was 11.
Yep. That sounds legit to me.
This guy. Can we get through the intro?
All right, yeah, tell the people who you will.
You already know. I'm Kofi Kingston.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com. Tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
We got a mailbag episode today, and we specified, Kof, well, yeah, I'll let you explain it, Kof, because you tweeted it out.
Yeah, I sent out the tweet on the Twitter. Normally when we do a mailbag, we get a lot of questions that are wrestling related, so we decided to throw a little wrench in the pot. You know, is that the proper use of the word?
What? Because a wrench, you would never put a wrench in a pot. Why would you do that?
Never.
But you would be surprised if you found a wrench in your stew that was cooked in the pot, right? If you found a wrench in a pot, that's a surprise.
I would just not eat the rest of the stew.
What's the saying? You throw a wrench in what? Just the situation?
A wrench in the plans.
Yeah.
Oh, the plan?
Right. What
if your plan was to cook a meal?
And your plans are not messed up.
Right, so why would you're not trying to mess up our plans, are you?
No.
You're trying to destroy our podcast?
I messed up their plans to ask wrestling questions.
But the way you explained it is that...
So what I said...
You explained that wrench would mess up the plan, not mess up the soup, because you wouldn't even get to making the soup if the plan is messed up.
Their plan was to ask wrestling-related questions, so I wanted to mess up that plan, and I threw the wrench in the pot.
Why not trying to in the plan?
Don't mess with our audience. Don't mess with our fans. Don't do that.
This is the nature of the question. We wanted it to be non-wrestling questions, so we threw a wrench in it.
You're making it very aggressive.
Yeah,
I'm loud.
I don't know if you can poison someone that way. I bet, you know what I mean. Like there's nothing good surprised. About a wrench in a stew.
Exactly, and that's the point. That's
a wrench
the point.
In the pot.
A wrench in the pot.
All right.
Is that a real? Is that it? Wait. Is that what Dara is saying? That's a real saying.
She's laughing at it because it's incorrect.
She don't know.
I was about to say.
Oh, would you know? Dara got all the answers.
Yes, that's why she's in charge.
Okay.
She's learning.
She is in charge.
She's learning.
Anyway, the specification was that the questions that you guys could ask, they could not be wrestling related questions. So we have a lot of random life related questions. It's an interesting pot of questions that we have here.
You said pot like it was a double entendre or something.
Yeah.
Like you, like it was real witty.
Yeah,
you're
clever.
It was a pregnant pause. No, I don't know if you can tell the difference. That was a pregnant pause. I said it was an interesting pregnant pause. Pot.
But what's the joke?
But there was no need for the pause.
What's the joke?
There's no need for my pregnancy? Is that what you're saying?
No, don't do
sir?
That.
Sir, come on, man.
Just admit you made a faux pas.
Just do it. You can just accept it.
Admit what?
Kofi, you're human. We all mess up sometimes.
Who messed
up? Take this L. Take this demerit.
It's not a demerit. It's not a demerit.
Y'all count it. Y'all at home, listen.
They don't want to count it. They want their questions answered. If we could.
I'm going to start keeping track of these demerits. Yeah. Matter of fact, end of the year, boy. I don't know.
Yep.
But something's going to happen.
Whoever had the most demerits. Hey, if I see you on the street, I'm going to do something.
That's an inside joke.
Oh, my God.
Kind of, sort of.
People know.
It is.
Okay, so the first question is from Travis. And I think that this works with what we've been doing because we just came off, a few weeks ago off the movie bracket. You know, we did some TV stuff. What monster or villain from TV shows, movies, video games scared you the most as a kid?
Well, I don't know if this qualifies. It's from a movie. I will say the scariest single thing I ever saw as a kid. And I don't even know if I was a kid. I might have been a teenager, but it was The Exorcist. When I watched The Exorcist for the first time. Boy, Linda Blair turning her head around, vomiting, saying those filthy, dirty, nasty cuss words. That was jarring. That's something that stuck with me for quite some time. But I really enjoyed the movie. But it also, I realized, and even to this day, I can't watch even like suspense, thrillers, horror. I got to watch them bad boys during the day. I need the lights on. I need plenty of natural light coming through. Because what I realized is I would often, if I watch that late at night and then I go to bed, I start like getting kind of hypersensitive and I hear little creaks and cracks. Uh-huh. And it's one of the reasons that I started using an ambient noise, what do you call it? It's
the white noise machine?
Yeah, white noise machine.
Yeah.
And I use I realized that when we were in hotels, I would often get annoyed when the air conditioner would go off. You know, sometimes some air conditioners cycle on and off. Mm-hmm. And I realized it wasn't even about the temperature. It was about the noise. So it's like, okay, let me just get the white noise app. And I realized I do this when I'm home too, because even this is kind of embarrassing. But even like 3 years ago, I didn't think ghosts were in the house, but I started, I would just hear things. And I didn't like it.
Whoa.
And it bothered me.
That's fair.
And I realized it was kind of messing with me a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I live alone. You never know. Because if you hear creaks and cracks and you live with someone else, I feel like, okay, that's just my roommate or the kids making noise. But when you live alone, you think either someone's breaking in or it's a ghost.
Because you don't
know. I live in a nice, quiet neighborhood and we don't. So I know it's not that. So I started worrying about the ghosts and the spirits and whatnot. And so that's why I have, in part, that's why I use the white noise, because I ain't trying to mess all that. And Exorcist kind of might have started all that, just getting into my head a little bit. So The Exorcist was the single scariest. Second place goes to the Beetlejuice doll that my parents gave me.
Yeah.
That's from, I guess, a movie. So that counts too. But I already told that story.
Yeah.
I'm curious. So you weren't allowed to listen to rap music as a kid.
Correct.
Would you say strict household?
Very correct.
So how did you watch The Exorcist at that point in time in your life?
It was allowed. It wasn't
really.
Yeah,
wow. It wasn't. It was all the curse words and like all that stuff.
I definitely didn't watch it with my parents. I think I watched it just in a room alone. I don't think it wasn't. We weren't super strict in that area for some reason. And there was also a priest in there too, you know.
He
was
out there
casting out. It's about God, you know?
Right.
The exorcist, you know?
They say some things about him.
They do. But if I say, hey, Dad, I'm going to watch this movie about this godly man casting out a demon. he's saying, Satan be gone. You know what, son? I approve. So I think that's what it was. So I said, I'm trying to learn about how to get the devil. I said, the devil. Out of people.
I'm imagining you now pitching this to your dad, but you do it in that voice. Father. I said, Father. I was looking to watch a movie tonight, and I just found a real good one that goes in line with your way of life, sir.
That's right.
Go ahead, son. Just nods in approval.
Heavy nod of approval, right?
No, all you hear is,
Well.
Yeah.
All right, Cole, what you got?
For me, let me take this back to the white noise real quick, because it's funny. So my kids sleep with the noise machine. I've not, you know, it's never been for me, you know, but if I go to put my son in and I start listening to the white noise, do you guys hear like patterns or sounds in the white? And it's different every time, right? Weird. Okay.
So, it depends on, so I use just the air conditioner noise. What's the pattern, the white noise, it's
just like the static, but like there's like beats in it.
There's beats and then there's like hums sometimes. It's literally different every single night, but it's like this weird pattern. And it's like, if you turn your head a certain way, like you can't hear it, but if you angle your head on the pillow a certain way, then you hear these noises. And you know what I mean? You
never, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So I freaked out about the same thing. And like when I was looking around on the internet, because I'm freaked out about that kind of stuff too, I found stuff that was like, oh my God, this could be mind control. But then stuff that's like, no, it's stuff to keep your neural activity in like sleep mode so you can like stay in REM longer, like something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There was like some science to it, but I didn't understand. So I was like, this might be terrible. This might be telling me something.
Or is it a demon?
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
But isn't
there like don't demons like communicate through the white noise sometimes?
Bro, I know if y'all want to have this conversation, I'm gonna get out of the call.
I'm just saying.
Because if y'all open up the door, then that is saying welcome. And if y'all want to do that, by all means, I got finished watching Host a while ago. They did a whole seance on a Zoom call. I'm not gonna spoil it, but things happen that I don't want to happen to me. So if y'all want to continue down this path, I'm gonna bow out. Respectfully.
Well, I might, after this conversation, I might need to have some anointing. My dad used to use the olive oil. I don't know if all preachers do this, but a lot of preachers use that olive oil and they just take a dab of it and they anoint. So he would actually like, he would do these house blessings, or people thought, there was one time, we're getting way off track. One time, probably 20 years ago, where we just went to someone's house, like, and this is nighttime, and I think they were hearing noises or something, but he went out there to like cast demons out of their house.
Whoa.
And it was real weird. I think I stayed inside the car while this was happening. But you take some olive oil and you pray, and then you can kind of put it on like the arches of the front door of the house, you know, the entrance. And that tells the demons, hey, this ain't for you. Keep out. You see, I had this olive oil smeared on the door.
EVO.
Move on.
It's
EVO. So you might need that. You might need some olive oil to bless your house.
You think maybe your dad was low-key, like did this on the regular?
An exorcist.
He was an exorcist, and he just didn't want to explain it to you because he didn't want you to be open to that world. So that's why he's like, no rap music, because there's a demon that'll come through because I was messing with somebody.
I don't know.
Is that that's what the E stands for?
Big exorcist?
Big exorcist? Oh, wait a minute.
That might be the retirement plan.
Hold on a minute. Yeah.
If you become an exorcist, can I make your commercials for you?
I got you.
That's all I
want
to do.
I only want to be like a parody of an exorcist. I want to make it clear that, all right, this is just for the giggles.
Just a bit.
That's why I'm here, right? Right. Y'all got any real demons in your house? Keep me away from that.
Oh, heavens, no. I don't want to do the real demons.
Yeah,
this is just a bit.
I'm just here for the bit, guys. That's all.
Real big during October. Halloween season, always.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, God. Now, what was the question? Oh, movies. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, your monster that scared you as a kid.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people had this, but Freddy Krueger and Nightmare on Elm Street for me, just because of the fact that it was when you went to sleep that he would come. So after the movie is over, it's like, you know, normally you go to sleep and you can kind of like forget. So, I mean, sometimes movies will give you nightmares, but specifically this one, it's like, oh, if you go to sleep, that's where Freddy's going to be. And I know you got to sleep, you know? So I remember just being terrified to fall asleep, and then I wouldn't have restful sleep, and then I would have the nightmares, and then wake up just in a full sweat and panic, and it didn't feel good. So yeah, man. And funnily enough, so, you know, Fresh Prince, right? I'm actually wearing this Bel Air shirt. That's so funny. Yeah. The Nightmare on My Street song. So have you heard that song? There was a nightmare on my street.
It's been a long time.
I don't think so.
Whoa, it's a parody. So he's talking about—
What year did that come out?
I don't know. You were born. You were born. You were alive. But it's a parody. It's a parody. And it's called Nightmare on My Street, right? So it's this whole, like, you know, Will Smith running away from Freddy Krueger, and he's rapping to him and whatnot. And then, so Kidz Bop has a Halloween version of Kidz Bop. And Nightmare on My Street is one of the songs that they sing. So I have it in my car and, you know, my son's telling me, Nightmare on My Show. I said, actually, you know what? There's a movie called Nightmare on Elm Street. So now he starts asking the questions, you know, and I'm just like, I'm already in too deep. I'm like, you don't want to know about this. You know, it's a scary movie, whatever. So of course, by telling him that he can't hear it, that's all he wants to know. So I think one day he got a hold of my wife's phone or my phone or something. And this is when we learned to lock Siri on the phone because he goes on there, Siri, can you play Nightmare on Elm Street? So now he's seen the pictures of like Freddy Krueger and whatnot. I don't know what he saw. You know what I'm saying? But from that moment on, I was like, okay, we got to lock. You can't be having this, the same, you know, fears that I had as a teenager at the age of 6. You know, it's just not so. So anyway, yeah, Freddy Krueger was the one for me.
Mine was 100% that Chucky doll.
Mm.
Oh,
I saw that movie at a very while I was in single digits. I was quite young, and I saw the movie not realizing that these dolls were like actually sold. And so I saw the movie, and then I have family up in East St. Louis. I remember went up there with my dad and my older cousin. We always, you know, like play wrestle and all that stuff. Ha ha ha! And we're doing something, and I remember he threw this doll at me and I didn't know what it was in it. You know what? It hits me and I'm like, God, I pick it up to throw it back. And I see that it's Chucky and I dropped it and just screamed like bloody murder. I was like, bro, like, what, how do you have this? Like, what is this? And so obviously young me is like, well, I can't be here. And I go to tell my dad, like, we have to leave. Like, I can't be in this house. And obviously as the adult, he's like, no. What are you talking about? You're 7, relax. And so my cousin slept with this doll in his room and I slept in my cousin's room. And I could barely sleep when I was in there because I just had my eyes peeled open staring at this doll because I knew for a fact when I went to sleep, I was done. This doll was going to get me. So that was, at that time, the scariest thing on the planet to me. All right, let's see. Next question from Mitch. Which area of the country has the best barbecue?
Ooh. I'll say the best reputation for barbecue I've heard of is Kansas City, but I don't think I've really had Kansas City barbecue. I will say if you're in Tampa, I know when I was a kid, Big John's barbecue had a big reputation. So I remember there's actually a spot. Have you been there, Woods? Actually, Kofi, you might've been there too. In Atlanta Lakes, on the way from Rob's, Hungry Harry's.
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
Okay, Hungry Harry's is dope too. Yeah. And like, it's Orlando Lakes technically, Pasco County.
Yeah.
But nationally, I guess it's Kansas City. Mm. That's just based on what I hear.
For me, we've eaten barbecue in a lot of places. I had barbecue one time in Memphis. Ooh, that was true. Like, you know how people always say like, oh, it's so good, you fall off the bone. I don't remember the place, but like, I remember I got ribs and I picked up the bone and the bone just slid out of the meat.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's what you need.
Did I pass? And am I above the clouds now? Is this heaven?
Right.
And so that for me, Memphis, hands down.
I went there with you too. That's the same spot. We went to a spot in Memphis together. I can't remember the name though.
I think it was like me, you, and Tennille, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not really qualified to answer the question because I really don't like barbecue at all. But I've heard Texas barbecue is pretty good.
Oh, that's just because you're a big Texan now.
I'm not
a Texan. Big old truck. No. Got you some cowboy boots on the way and a big cowboy hat.
I had to show, and I knew that you guys were going to get on me, but I had to do it because my son was at his breakdancing class and they were doing it outdoors and there was nowhere to sit. And there's ants all over the place. I'm like, you know what? Let me pull up my pickup truck and pull out my folding chair and put my folding chair in the back of my pickup truck and sit here and watch what's going on. And at that moment, I was like, oh, my God, I could be a Texan.
You are.
I'm in the back of a pickup truck sitting here in this fold out lawn chair in the sun, feet kicked up, watching some stuff. I don't know.
Watching some stuff.
Just watching things, man. You know, in a neighborhood, just watching things. Texas, I don't know what it is.
Is it because of your dietary restrictions or you just don't like it? Like if you barbecue some tofu?
I just don't like barbecue at all. But yeah, this family doesn't like barbecue.
No
one in the family likes
barbecue. Wow. Was that a determining factor when you married your wife?
I don't think that we started off despising barbecue, but I think that we realized that our bond was that much stronger when we both realized how much our disdain for barbecue, how heavy it was. It just kind of brought us together and made the bond stronger, I think.
What is it about barbecue you don't like?
I just don't like the flavor. It, you know, the smokiness.
That cookness.
The tang, you know, even like different flavors of barbecue sauce. I know we got a, you know, Sweet Baby Ray's fan over here.
It's the nectar of the gods.
It's when I see you putting barbecue sauce on your food, sometimes I want to get up from the table and leave. Because it's too much. It's just too much. It's too much to watch.
You're trying to yuck my yum? Don't yuck my yum, Kof. Come on. It doesn't hurt you. My enjoyment of barbecue can't bring yours down.
It's not for me, man. It's not for me. Dinosaur Barbecue is a cool place in New York.
Oh, in Rochester.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
You went there a couple times. It was decent.
We did an up, up, down, down, partnered with Make-A-Wish, and we did like a big Smash tournament, and Dinosaur Barbecue came and catered it. And it was good. It was so good.
It's very good.
Dinosaur. It's a cool name, too, you know? You feel like you get an experience, I suppose.
Ooh, okay. I love, because I already know the answer to this question. I'm very excited. Since Big E doesn't want to get married and have kids, what does he want to do once he retires?
Look, I may be softening a bit as I get older. I'm open to it.
Oh, wow. Let's talk about this.
All the ladies listening.
Okay.
Relax. I'm just saying, I didn't say I'm definitely going to. I'm just saying I'm more open to it. And I also realize, you know, I might be alive for a little bit longer. And it's like, what am I supposed to do after? let's say I'm done wrestling at 38. I mean, it could be another 40 years of living when I'm done wrestling. What am I supposed to do? So that I'm open to it, just to have something to do, you know.
Are you gonna be? So when it comes to reading your vows, you're like, I guess we're cool.
Right. Well, I'll be like, you know, I was out there living, but when I was done wrestling, I got bored, and then you came along, and I said, why not?
Why not?
Something like this. I need to work on it, but something like that, something along those lines. So you never know. But I didn't say, it's no guarantee. I said I'm open to it. If I find something cool to do, you know, a new hobby or something, then I might take that off the list again. But I will say I really enjoy voice acting, and that's something I want to do more of. And it's cool because you can get old and fat and still do it. And that's something that I enjoy doing. Laser Wolf, watch it. It's out on HBO Max. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm old and fat.
That's what it came across as. That's something I enjoy doing, getting old and fat.
No.
Watch me as I grow.
No, if anything, I'm trying to go the opposite way, you know. I might have body dysmorphia, but anyways, I think voice acting is something I'd like to do, and maybe have a couple kids if I got time.
Oh, wow. Oh,
look at him.
This
at him.
Man, all is all softy.
Just attend the yard, though.
Oh, you just cradle him right off onto the porch.
Yeah.
Take this break.
Come when you're done.
This bottle, take this break.
But a part of me is also just curious to see what kind of genetics I can pour into a human being. You know what I'm saying? What kind of, if I meet a sturdy, athletic woman, you know what I'm saying? What kind of athletes can I produce? That's what I'm kind of curious.
What you got in there?
So you're like a racehorse, like a Kentucky Derby winner?
No. There'd be love and affection too. I would make sure that's scheduled. That's on the day. There'd be some of that as well.
Scheduled. It's
that's
fine.
Right. Come here. But also, I'm just curious to see, you know, how large they can grow, how fast they can get, you know?
Yeah.
There was, I think his name, I'm blank. Is it not? It's not Pete Maravich. Anyways, there was a football player. I watched the doc and I'm blanking on his name. But his dad was a strength coach in the NFL. And he had this kid. And he just decided to kind of just groom him from an early age. Just see, hey, just he had him like, I think he was giving him supplements early, taught him like how to work out early. It's actually kind of a terrible story because he gets to like college football and gets to the league and he ends up having a bunch of like life troubles too. It's just his dad like pushed him way too hard.
Yeah.
But that's who I want to be. I want to be that dad.
That's the kind of dad I want.
Right.
I want to put him.
I mean, that's pretty much why people have kids, to see like, cause you don't, there's no rule book. There's no instruction manual. It's like, okay, so what's important? What are like the four or five things that are definitely important to me that I'll definitely try to teach them? So like, Mine is video games. So my oldest, he's 3. And at this point, he can get like 75% of the way through the first stage of Mario. Like he was doing it. And like, I like almost started crying once he once he figured out finally like how to jump on Goombas, and he does it because he knows he's supposed to get advanced. Right. Like, and I know that that's such a minute thing. Like there'll be hopefully so many crazier things that I'm proud of. But at this point in time, like almost brought me to like full on like weeping tears. Like how proud I was. Because he was able to do this, because like that's how much I love video games and seeing him, like he's seeing him pop. I'm like, yeah, I got it. I'm like, no, that's the first part. You gotta keep going. But yes, good job.
Yeah. I feel that's understandable though, man. Especially like, you know, you say that it might be like corny or whatever, but it's like video games had such a huge impact on your life. You know what I'm saying? And to see your kin. You know what I'm saying? Like embrace that. That's powerful, man.
That's beautiful.
That's great.
Sorry, it was Todd Marinovich. I don't want to look like a fool. Pete Maravich was a famous basketball player, and I knew that, but I couldn't remember. Yeah, Pistol Pete. Todd Marinovich. But anyways, those are all just for jokes. But I am a little bit more open. I'm open to it. But I do believe that, like for me, if I was going to have a kid, I think raising another human being is about helping them find their path and their direction and not just wanting someone to be a little you. At least that's how I see it. Because I know how it feels to have someone try to push you in a direction that doesn't feel like you. And I would never want that for another human being. So I'm really not as awful as I sound. I just want people to know that. It's just funny to me. But I am, though, genuinely more open. As I get older, though, I realize that, you know, your values change a little bit and there's more you care about more. I look beyond myself more than I did 5 years ago. Because for me, if life is just about what I made for myself and a life I crafted for myself, and it doesn't reflect well on anyone else, and I can't bless anyone else with my life in any means, then I feel like it's a waste. So I'm open to the family stuff.
Big agree.
But I'm also getting, you know, I don't know if I have the batter. I'm trying to think of how to say this.
You know what
I'm just saying, like, doesn't it?
The tools are working.
I'm not there yet. I'm, you know, 34, but it starts to, I might be on the clock a little bit. Actually, my dad had me at 49. So
you're fine. Come on, bro. Yeah, you got hell time.
I might wait till then. Give me another 15 years.
Like you said, as you get older, you mature, your mind is changing and stuff. There's a quote from Hamilton, and he says, a legacy is planting seeds in a garden you don't ever get to see. And so like, that's kind of like what your kids, like, obviously, hopefully, like, you see them grow and then, like, the grandkids, but you don't get to see, like, 10 generations down the line. But you just hope that you've been able to give enough good of yourself to your kin, and they can continue to do that.
But you know what's unsettling, too, is what if you go the other direction? What if you, in, like, 2 or 3 generations from me, you create some horrible people? You know, and you could have stopped it. If you just didn't do what you did, that horrible person might not have come along.
That's a fair point.
Rolling that dice too.
That's the gamble, humanity, right?
Yeah, I feel like people will tell you if you're a terrible person or not, and then you just decide to not listen.
Well, but what if I am a good person, but I still can't control 2-3 generations from now? And also, I'm sorry, we're getting off track here. But also, what kind of world are we leaving our children in? That's one thing I think about often. If I do want to have kids, and what kind of earth is it? Not just socially, but what, like, just physically, what will the world look like?
Mm-hmm. Well, bro, I've been watching all these shows about like the first people that are going to Mars. And it's like, bro, if we start going to other planets and we set up shop there, then we got a whole new expanse of things to be worried about and thinking about. And I'm not trying to like feel the G's of going through the atmosphere, coming back in. Like that's going to be past us.
Mm.
You know, so like maybe the world's not there to be left or to be had, but maybe Mars is.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
From Matthew Smith, what kind of people are you? Toilet paper over or under?
Wow. I realized that I've gone both ways on the toilet paper discussion, just because I'll just put it in there, and if it's there, it's there. Oh, but I'm okay. Trying to think, there's a way when I realize it's that way, I don't like it. And I'm trying to think, I don't think I like under. I think I prefer it over.
So for everybody listening, when it's closest to you, that's over. And when it's over. Further from you, that's under. And I remember that because, for instance, like I used to have a cat. So I hate over, because if a cat or a baby comes in, they play with it, they can unroll all the toilet paper. But if it's under, they can spin it all they want and it's fine.
I didn't think about
true.
That. But I'm, yeah, I guess I'm an over person.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm, so first, initially, I thought we were talking about the wipe. So I was like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
So I'm trying to get some clarification. Thank you for clarifying that. I'm definitely an over person, because going under and having...
What is an over and under wipe? Are you meaning like wipe from the front?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out. And you guys are so like nonchalant talking about it. And I'm like, what are we talking about here? Like, I want to get some clarification. But then you talked about having the toilet paper in the actual contraption, and that cleared up all the confusion. So, I mean, that's another question for, so for me, I think it depends on if sometimes when you have like a real thick piece of toilet, thick toilet roll, I guess. Uh-huh.
Four ply, five ply.
If the roll itself is away from the wall and it doesn't touch the wall when you're pulling the toilet paper down, then I guess it would go both ways. I don't know.
What?
I'm definitely an over person. Yeah, I don't know. I know what you're talking about, but I'm saying like normally if I put it under, then it will like rub up against the wall. But like in saying that, I feel like it would do that in the over position.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that just kind of like rocks one of my philosophies. I never put it under because I never want it like scraping against the wall.
What's on your toilet paper that's going to get on your walls?
No, what's on the wall that's going to get on the toilet paper.
What's on the wall?
What's on the walls?
I don't know. Dust, anything like.
So why don't you just paint, unroll it, like, and then fold it?
Fold it on itself? It's too much work.
To fold it?
Do you not fold toilet paper? Do you just pull a stack at a time, a piece at a time, and stack them or something?
No, I don't. I mean, I'll kind of crumple it. I'm not like, you know.
You ball it up?
I think I'm more of a baller. Yeah.
So I'll
ball it up.
So how many sheets, how many squares do you think you use in a ball?
Ooh, I don't know.
Like more than 10?
Nah, probably 6, 7.
But when you ball it up, you can't get more than one wipe as opposed to folding. You can
right,
multiple
that's the problem. Exactly.
Yeah. Do you ball wipe once and then put it in the toilet paper?
I waste a lot. Sometimes
you should work on that.
I do. But we do have like wipes in the house, like wet wipes.
Yeah.
So now I'll, you know, ball it up, get up in there, and then finish it off with the wet wipes.
I'm very confused at the balling technique because it just seems very wasteful.
It is wasteful. I can't deny that. I'm not arguing that.
Start with the wet wipes or you finish?
No, you finish with the wet wipes. Finish.
See, I'm a believer in starting with the wet wipes.
Yeah. Really?
If you're gonna wet wipe, just go wet wipe.
Right. Just like if I spill something in the kitchen, you start wet. You start with applying the wet first, and then you make sure it's nice and you finish with the dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
easy. Then if you finish with the wet, then you're leaving your stuff wet.
Sometimes it's moist. Sometimes it's moist in there, but it's clean.
But you could just be clean and dry.
Or you could just be clean.
I'll be honest, all the toilet conversations I've had with you, Kobe, have really changed how I feel about you.
Yeah,
yes, sir. You're going to judge me?
I just don't think you're doing it right.
I feel like you're just admitting that you don't use logic in your toilet proceedings.
Oh, I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't go that far. Maybe in the wiping and talking about the wiping. Yes, I think, you know, this wasn't the question. We don't even have to get into this because we've already had this debate. But in making the nest, I feel like that's fully.
We can't go back in the nest. I can't do nest.
So why not? We're here.
If you want to, it's going to be another 20 minutes.
You know what? They don't want that.
If you guys
want
to hear Kofi rant about a toilet nest, it's in a previous episode.
Yeah.
We can't talk about toilets because we already flushed that out.
Hey. See that, Kofi, that's how you use that.
Thank you. That's not
what you did earlier.
That wasn't a pregnant pause. You didn't pregnant pause.
No, then. The thing that you were trying to do, like
no, I was trying to get. Pregnant. I wasn't trying to get a reaction. I was trying to pregnant pause.
Let's Kofi. Move on here.
You don't know next what I was question. Trying to do.
That's next two question. Demerits, by the way.
Count them. That's two for Kofi. You know what? Matter of fact, I'll man up on the demerits. I had one from the previous podcast week because my mic went out. There you go. Just to make it fair, Kofi, there.
No, you earned that demerit. Don't just give me demerit based on what you earn.
And he has seven.
Boy.
We're going to join this in progress. I want to keep this conversation. We have to take a break to fix some audio stuff. And we began a conversation about taking napkins at Chipotle because we were chastising Kofi about not folding toilet paper.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
It's very progress. Wasteful.
The only reason, I told them, and we talked about this probably in the 2014. That's how long we've been together, too long. But this is probably a 2014-15 conversation. And I used to take a stack of napkins for the road because, you know, sometimes you would make a spill in your car. And sometimes I wouldn't even use it that day, but I would just file them away in my glove compartment. And that's a conversation that got a little heated, probably. Mm-hmm. I was demeaned, in fact, for doing that. And I was told it's very wasteful. But I probably haven't done that since we had the conversation 5-6 years ago.
But the problem that I have with it is that, like, that's not it's not for you. Like, they provide, yes, but they don't say, hey, you have this meal, buy a burrito from Chipotle and take all the napkins that you want. Take a whole stack. You have to have some sense of moderation. They're not providing you with a whole big, you can't just go there and pick a whole stack of napkins and take
them. I never said I took a whole stack.
Well, I'm just saying, but I'm saying, don't get hot.
Strawmans.
Don't get hot at me. I'm just saying, bro. Look, if you take what you need, and then take it home. I mean, take what you need and then use it and then that's it. But don't take extra and just like hoard them when you're talking about being in like a rental car that you leave a stack of napkins in that you're not even, you know, that's not your car. You're wasting. That was my issue with it. It was more that you were wasting. And honestly, it's stealing. It's stealing. Okay?
It's definitely not stealing. It's definitely not stealing. So are you telling me that you, when you take a stack of napkins or whatever napkins you may take, that you always use every single one of them? Or are you telling me that you use what you need and then you throw them away? Is that what you're saying?
I say when I'm going to take the napkins, I try my hardest to take what I need. I don't just, some people blindly, like you used to do, grab a whole handful of napkins, grab a whole handful of napkins and just throw them in the bag. Just throw it in the bag, you know? And then you just put them in your car. And then you say, well, if I need these, I'll use them. If not, I'll just throw them away. No, what I'm saying is have the consciousness of, hey, I'm probably not going to need all of these napkins. So let me just take what I think that I need, not a whole extra amount.
But I did need them.
I might not have needed them
on that day, but at some point I needed them. So then I also saved myself. I didn't have to take a whole stack every time because I would look in my glove compartment before and be like, okay, I've got a nice little stack right here. I don't need to get any.
If you're talking about at home, maybe. I can't attest to that because I wasn't there. If you're talking about when we were on the road, and the amount of napkins that you would take, I know for a fact that you did not put a stack of napkins in the glove compartment to save.
Okay, but what if we had a spill in the car? There are times where we either had a spill in the car or someone had a cold and they needed some napkins. And who came through with a stack of napkins?
Chipotle. Those napkins don't belong to you.
It was me.
They don't belong to you. If you would have gone
there's no limit.
That's the whole point. There's a
limit. What's the limit?
What is the limit?
I
don't know what the actual number is, but I don't think that they're providing you with all the napkins with take as many napkins as you
Give
want.
Give me an estimate. Is it per meal ordered in
well,
that
it depends on how much. Maybe everyone's gauge is different. And maybe that's the problem that we're having here is that maybe your gauge is a little bit more excessive than my gauge. My gauge is more like I will take enough napkins to get me through the meal, not just taking them in the event that I might need them for
a cleaning, I don't know, for whatever, for something else. If I wanted more napkins for that reason, then I should take my ass to Target and buy a stack of napkins that I might be able to use. These are my napkins that I purchased, and this is the reason that I bought them, because if I have a spill, then I can clean it up with the napkins that I bought. Don't go to Chipotle and take these napkins that they're providing for people to clean their clean themselves up after having a good meal, you know, after having a burrito bowl
and
cleaning up. Not just for take a napkin. It's your, you know, it's your discretion and use it for whatever you want.
To me, the same premise should apply to free water. If you're at the gym, if you're at LA Fitness, if you're anywhere and you go drink water, I say, Cole, don't drink that water. Why don't you go down to Target and buy a big old bottle of water since you want that water, huh?
The difference is they're providing you with enough water to hydrate yourself based on the workout that you had at the gym. They don't say, come in. If you go to, there are places that you can go in California that have like natural springs where you can buy like a big jug of water and you go there and you fill up the jug of water. You can't do that at LA Fitness. You can't bring a jug of water and just fill it up to
You can. Oh, I've done it many times.
Whole big jug of water? That's irresponsible. Yes. Don't take their water. Get your own water.
Don't take their water.
Don't take their water for later.
In my membership, you don't think that I paid for that water?
No.
The monthly fee I pay doesn't include that water?
If you, by your logic, you're saying that I could bring like a whole like 64-gallon tub of and bring it in and fill it up and leave because you have a membership at LA Fitness. That's not the case.
If I drink all that water during the workout, or even if I don't, what's the problem with it?
Yeah, you're wasting water. That's why they have
because I'm drinking it.
You said if you drink it or if you don't
during the workout.
If I drink it during the workout, or if I drink it later.
Okay, but then drink it later. But if I'm saying if you have, but with the napkins, you're saying that you're not going to use them. You might use them or you might not. So you're planning to spill. You're planning to have an accident in the car and spill all this stuff. You're planning to make a mess. That's the plan?
Yeah.
Shut your ass out of here.
I'm a messy eater sometimes.
The plan is to make a mess?
No, in a car? If you fail to plan, then your plan will fail.
Oh my God.
Tell him now. Preach to him now.
Yeah, come on, man.
So then Kofi, here's a question then. So you did, when your kids were infants, did you take a diaper bag with you wherever you went?
Yes, but I bought the diapers that were in there,
Yeah, you bought them and you could use them however you want, but you brought extra stuff with you just in case.
But those diapers will definitely get used because they will, like, that's a guarantee. You're not guaranteed to spill something.
But do you...
I bought the diapers. You only buy the napkins.
But do you only have X amount of diapers that are specifically used, or do you sometimes come home with more diapers?
I come back home, but then I take those diapers back out to be used. You're not taking the napkins in on the road from a rental car and taking them and putting them in your bag. Tony Garea used to do that. You know, Tony Garea used to take like towels and actually use them. But you can't just take napkins and then leave them in the glove compartment of a rental car that you will not be in.
What I'm saying is that you take extra with you because you are not sure what is going to happen in said situation. So you have enough just in case.
But the difference is that I bought those diapers. I own those diapers. You did not
bought
own
the food. You bought the meal, sucker?
Yeah. You didn't buy a stack of napkins.
Sorry. When I walk into an establishment and I purchase a meal on my receipt, it might not say napkins purchased, but it's implied.
Ooh. Oh, here we go. So if you go to a restaurant, Cove,
yep,
and you feel, okay, I can't make it home. I have to go to the bathroom in this restaurant.
Don't do it.
You make a full nest, do you not?
Wow,
Do you make a full nest? And then you've already said that you ball your toilet paper up and you waste it. So are you then fine to waste as much of that restaurant's toilet paper as you want to?
I use as much as I need to clean myself.
But you already admitted that the way that you do it is waste. So when you're in a restaurant, you fold.
It could be more efficient, of course. But you could also like be more efficient in the water use that you make.
It could be more efficient in the napkins.
Or you could be less efficient by taking more napkins and not using them. That's less efficient.
And you could be less efficient by balling instead of folding.
Yes, I could be more efficient, but I am using this stuff. I'm actually using it. I'm not just balling it up and saying, oh, am I going to use this? And then throwing the tissue in the trash.
I don't think you understand how much, like, so if you've balled up a bunch of toilet paper, how much of that toilet paper really you think comes in contact with the area that needs to be cleaned by balling it up?
Most of it with my technique.
So you just have like a tiny brown ball when you're done with that toilet paper.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
With my technique, I believe my balling technique is the most efficient use of a toilet paper.
I need to see it. I don't want to see it. I want to see the balling technique. I want to see anything after that.
I didn't know how to say it. I didn't know how to say it.
I don't want to see anything after that. Just I want to next time send me a video of you balling up. That's what I want to see.
I don't want to send the video. You have to see it in person, you know, because you know.
Yeah, no. Just send me the video. Also, you wouldn't catch me dead taking a poop, dropping a deuce at a restaurant. Not a chance. Bro, not a chance. That's foul. Thank you. It's got to be the point where like it's legitimately going to come whether I want to or not. Like that, it's got to be that point. Otherwise,
really,
I'm using that. You got a sphincter for a reason, don't you? You got a sphincter for a reason.
You got a sphincter. Use it.
If the glands start working, sometimes you just gotta go.
I got control over it. I got control.
I need to know. So when this podcast drops, I need we get to drop a poll on if you fold or if you ball.
I want to see, and I want visual proof too. Like I said, stop at the folding. Don't you dare. I don't want to see the bowl. I just want to see the toilet paper pre-touching anything else.
What are you asking for?
I want to see if people fold like someone. A rational person should ball it up like you do. That's all I want to see.
First
visual
of all,
proof and stop right there.
Is it a tight ball? Are you, like the size of a bouncy ball, or is it just like a massive like mess in your hand?
No, it's not a mess at all. It's you know those the fortune teller things?
Yeah. Yes.
And you can kind of like put your fingers inside that, but you still have the cover over your fingers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
1, 2, 3, 4. So that's kind of like, it's not like an actual like bouncy ball. That's a fair question. I said ball it up. You were right to assume ball, but it's more of just like a crumpling, and I have my fingers inside the crumpling, and you know, it's safe. Trust me when I tell you.
So you're making like a dagger. You're making like a dagger.
No, it's not sharp, but it's toilet paper, Woods. I use the good ply.
You're making a digging tool.
I mean, you gotta get up in there, right? You know, you gotta clean yourself. However you want to call it, a dig, you want to call it whatever you want to call it. You just gotta get in there. That's the most.
I don't know. I feel like we should have a separate either section of the podcast or a different podcast just called Potty Talk.
Yes.
you know how some people, like there's a celebrity I saw that talked so much basketball, like she started her own, I think it was Halsey, started her own like basketball account. So it was like, okay, if you don't want to hear all the basketball talk on my main account, I got a separate one for you. Yeah. It's like Wale did that, I think, for wrestling too. That's what we need. Like, let's get the Potty Talk on the main. Let's have a warning. Last 10 minutes of each podcast.
Don't
this
have it
is,
on main.
This isn't for you. You don't need to hear Potty Talk check here. Out. We got you for your normal wrestling, non-wrestling fun conversation. But if you into this Potty Talk, bro, we got you.
You might have a spinoff.
Hey, yo, spinoff. Y'all ball or wipe, huh? What's up? What's up?
Balling! You know me. You know me.
Stop it.
Okay, so I think we got time for one last question. It's got to be quick. From Ev, was there any local neighborhood horror folklore where you grew up?
Oh, okay. So not where I grew up, not in Tampa, but in Iowa City, where I went to college, go Hawks, there is in a cemetery, there is a statue called the Black Angel, I think is how people call it. And you can look this up too. I started wondering, like, did I make this up? Or was this like a football player thing? But I actually Googled it a while. I think it's called the Black Angel, something like that. And it's actually, I don't think it's a tomb. But anyways, it has this real like scary looking, it's a Black Angel that sits atop this grave. And people just used to be frightened by it. And we actually had, I wouldn't go near it. I think we would like, there was one time where we might have like drove by the cemetery. We might have actually drove into it and I saw it from afar, but we were all scared of it. And not like, oh, it's funny to be scared. Everyone that I heard talk about this thing is like, don't mess with it. Stay away from it. Respect it. But we had one player and he's actually, I think it was Roth. So anyways, Matt Roth was a defensive end when I was there. He actually played in the league for a while. Really good football player. And he was one of our stars at Iowa when I was there in like 2004. But I believe, I don't know if this is true, But I heard that he slept under it or next to it for one night. And I thought he was out of his mind for doing that. But he did something like that. And granted, this was like 15 years ago, so I might be messing up some of the details. But that's the lore I heard. But there's a lot of lore around Matt Roth because he's just he's a very interesting. He had these flame tattoos on his like arms and calves. And they were like kind of cool looking. But he's have you ever seen the program?
Yeah.
He reminded me a lot of Latimer.
Wow.
Yeah, just because he was just an intense dude. He's actually hit me up. He has a family. I'm not besmirching him at all. He's a great dude. He hit me up recently too. But in college, especially, he was a senior and I was a freshman when I got there. And he was a scary dude. We have a bunch of Matt Ross stories, a bunch that probably couldn't be told here. But yeah, that was the story, is that this black angel was either that it would curse you or it was just best to stay away from it. And that was the lore that I remember, is this haunted, spooky black angel.
Ah.
So I grew up in Marietta, Georgia. And so not too far from like Kennesaw Mountain. And so obviously like throughout Georgia, like a ton of like battles of like the Civil War were fought in the area. And there's like this train tracks over by Kennesaw Mountain. And it was always a thing of like, so after I saw Blair Witch, after Blair Witch came out, like, me and all my friends, none of us wanted to mess with the woods. We didn't want to in the first place, but after we saw Blair Witch, it was like this weird, like, we shouldn't be around the woods at night. But for whatever reason, we're in high school and we're messing around the woods. And it's, I don't know, it's got to be like midnight-ish or like 1 a.m. and we're just hanging out. And we hear like a train. And then it's like, there were like 4 of us. And I was like, there's no trains that would be running. These train tracks like aren't used. You could hear that chicka, 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 chicka. And then we all heard the horn and ran. And so like till this day, like I won't go over there because I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was somebody playing like the sounds from a speaker or if like there was like some ghost train coming through. But that was kind of in our area. It's like you don't go to like where Civil War stuff would happen because like there's something going on.
I have two here and I'll try to make them brief. So I was on, I don't know, maybe I mentioned this on the podcast a while ago. I don't know, but I was on Ghost Hunters and we were in Buffalo and they have like this haunted train station there. And it used to be like a big hotel and then it got shut down or something like this. But like all like the spirits are still there. There's so many people that have stories of like the spirits that kind of go through. So Ghost Hunters, we went through and I remember walking through and like walking by one of these rooms and I see like a bunch of like kind of like lights flashing. I was like, oh, well, surely that's got to be like the cameraman or something going on. So then, you know, we go through the whole thing. And then afterwards, I'm talking to one of the people and they're like, oh, did you see anything? I was like, oh, not really. I mean, I saw like some lights flashing. It's like, oh, you saw it, you know? So I guess like that was what like a lot of people see, are these like lights and stuff moving throughout the tunnels. And I didn't even know that like that I saw it. And that stuff like really trips me out. Like, you can just feel the energy sometimes. I'm sure it's the same way with that statue, man. Like when you're around something and it just creeps you out to the point where you don't know what's going on, but you don't want to have anything to do with that energy, you know? So yeah, that was the one. And then the other one, which I don't know if they're going to be able to use this or not, but I went to Boston College and, you know, they're the Eagles. And we have this big golden eagle that sits on top of this big perch in the middle of campus. And the rumor and the folklore is that if a student at Boston College graduates a virgin, then that eagle will fly away. And the eagle is still there. So
oh man. This is not a grown up one. I know we need to wrap this up, but the Denver airport legitimately spooks me out.
Oh yeah.
It's too much.
That's very bizarre. There's a giant blue horse with a red eye out front. Some of the paintings, and it's not like, oh, these are, I just assume they were kind of tucked away in some basement of the airport a while ago and people removed them or something. But I'm pretty sure they're still there. I don't know what's going on, but the Denver airport, I traverse to the airport and I don't have a problem. It doesn't like, I don't get there and think, oh, I can't be here right now. But when I see the horse, why does that exist? I'm sure there's a reasonable story, but I have no idea why. I also remember the Denver airport for another reason that we can't really tell. A couple people we work with got into a little scrap that was real comical.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The Denver airport is just bizarre.
There's a lot of rumors about that Denver airport too. So actually, so Sean's saying here, the horse, that big horse killed the creator that was making it because it fell on him.
No, so, seriously? I thought he was joking.
Yeah, he's from Denver. He's from like Colorado, so I'm sure he knows.
He said Blucifer.
Yeah, Blucifer. There's all these rumors too that like there's this underground bunker like in Denver. And if you know, like if you drive out to the Denver airport, it's like ridiculously far from any kind of civilization. You legit have to drive. It's like a 20-minute drive up, and there's like nothing in between. Maybe some hotels here and there, but like there's nothing out there, no civilization. So there's all these rumors about like there being some kind of underground like bunker going on there. And like, yeah, some of the paintings in the airport is like, it's like, why are they there? Legit,
that's like,
right?
That's like, and this is the last thing, because then you got to go for real. When we booked that one hotel and I told y'all something was wrong with it, I told y'all something was wrong with it to the point. It was the that weird, like, super old-timey hotel. And
I think it was St. Louis.
Yeah, I think it's in St. Louis.
It had the gym in it too, right? Does it have a gym?
Yes, you guys were talking about, oh my God, there's so much cool stuff here. As soon as I walked in, I was like, I can't be here. I think we even got to the rooms, and then I was like, no. I found what I thought was like a little camera.
Yeah.
Did we stay? Did Kofi and I just stay, or did we all leave?
I think we stayed.
I remember working out there, I think.
Yeah.
Y'all stayed. I did not.
I had a pleasant experience, but I see what you mean. There's a lot of older paintings. It was a real classy joint.
Yeah, because there was like a bunch of, like, there was like an older generation was having like a dance party up, and it was just like, it was very like, something is off. And I can't live this life because I won't live it for too much longer if I stay here. So yeah, we're real spooky boys. Real spooky. Yeah.
This is, I'm not going to listen to this back. I don't like what we did. When you talk about opening portals, we did too much spooky talk.
Yeah.
No, I like
you talk. I'm all in on it. I can do that every day.
Matter of fact, you know what I want to do? Next time we do a mailbag, I want only spooky questions.
Well, Halloween's coming up.
Yes. Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
There we go.
I mean, I'm excited about it, but then I'm not. Because I don't know. Spooky.
Yeah. Spooky. But yeah. Well, what? Hit that one more time.
Is that Wilbur? Yeah. Mr. Ed, what is that?
I don't know.
That's the blue horse. That's what it is.
That's Lucifer.
It possessed you. He's come out. He wanted to say hello. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this mailbag episode. We learned a lot about ourselves. Thank you for being here on this journey with us.
Yes.
Let us know. Also, using the hashtag New Day Pod, if you are a baller or a folder.
Ballin'!
And like I said, bro, I'm telling you, I just want to see the toilet paper. That's it. Don't show me anything else.
I don't know why you would open up this door. You know what's going to happen.
I know.
That's why he said it.
I want to see the world burn. That's all.
He said, this is going to be one of those times where E's DMs are open for 24 hours.
Bro. You think I want to open them for that?
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a bunch of balling, and from the front.
I'm really going to get these now. I'm going to stay off Twitter. I'm going to stay off Twitter for a couple of days when this drops.
Oh, thank you guys for listening. You catch me on Instagram and Twitter at Xavier Woods PhD. And remember, the Up Up Down Down shop has opened. So go to UUDDshop.com to get all of the fantastic Up Up Down Down clothes, trinkets, whatever you need, we got for you.
Yes, sir. And you can catch me on the Twitter at True Kofi and on the Instagram at The True Kofi.
I am at WWE Big E on Twitter and on Instagram. You can cop the New Day podcast shirt on WWE Shop. You can cop the New Day charity tee. All the proceeds go to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. That link is on my Instagram bio, and it's my pinned tweet on Twitter. You can also watch Laser Wolf Season 1 on HBO Max, Season 2 coming this fall. And I think that is it for now for me.
Yeah, and we hope you enjoyed this, even with all the potty talk. Make sure your friends catch a listen. Tell them they can subscribe anywhere they listen to their podcast. Just go to the search bar, type in The New Day, click the pink picture with the three black guys' faces on it. Or, matter of fact, make it easy on yourself. Just go to Google, type in New Day Podcast, and you'll find it in there. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give us that what star rating, E?
5!
It helps you boys out with the algorithm. Appreciate you.